Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. January is Firefighter Cancer Awareness Month, and members of the Ottawa Fire Services are mourning the recent loss of one of their own. First Class Ottawa Firefighter Ryan Hill, a member of the Ottawa Fire Services for 10 years, passed away on December 20th, nearly a year after he was diagnosed with brain cancer. Hill spent his final moments surrounded by loved ones at the Civic Hospital, where he had turned 37 years old the day before. Martin Herde worked alongside Hill for many years and remembers him for his friendship, humor, and dedication to his job. Herde was Hill's officer at Station 13, and he says that although he sometimes acted as a mentor for Hill, he now thinks of him as a personal hero.
Just the stuff he had gone through, you know, almost a year ago at Christmas, he was in so much pain at work that he was hunched over between his legs and with headaches and all that stuff. He got diagnosed December 28th with three tumors of the brain, and he had gone through five brain surgeries and lots of radiation and chemotherapy. So for a guy to keep going like that, you know.
Hill fathered 2 4-year-old twin boys with his wife, Patricia, who Herde says was the love of his life. He took great pride in his family and career. Herde says Hill took his job seriously, but he also had a great sense of humor.
He was proud of his job. He was proud to be a dad. He was proud to be a husband. He would give anything for his family and also on the job, too. He took his job very serious, but on the other side, he was able to joke around. He had a little smirk. Like, he just loved his job so much, and sometimes we don't like to do things, but we did it, and he always did it, and his grin was always greeting, and he always joked around and laughed.
Hill was athletic since childhood, playing rugby in his early years and later participating in amateur league hockey as an adult. He cheered for the Maple Leafs and often attended gym sessions with Herde, where they would listen to Hill's favorite music during workouts.
He used to put his grunge music on in the gym, and he'd be running like a fiend, and we'd be working out, and I always make fun of his music. He was a horrific hockey player, but he was always the first guy to bring beer in the dressing room, 100% given on the ice and off the ice.
Hill had a huge sweet tooth, according to Herde. Even when he was in the hospital, he kept a chocolate stash in his room. Ice cream was also a favorite for Hill.
He loved ice cream, and it's a big tradition for the fire department to have a coffee mug of ice cream. I know it sounds weird, but not a bowl or anything, but a coffee mug. He would never have a coffee mug. He'd just take a spoonful, and then he'd walk around the station with slowly eating his ice cream, and then he'd always say, well, I'm just regulating in moderation how much ice cream I'd eat, and then by the end of the day, I'd see like 10 spoons in the sink.
Herde says Hill truly embraced the call to duty, on and off the job, and was always the first person to volunteer for charity or fundraising events. Hill will be honored, along with his fellow fallen firefighters, in an annual memorial service in September. Herde says Hill's memory won't be forgotten.
I know his parents always were afraid of, will he be forgotten? And we've had a lot of deaths on the fire department in Ottawa. You know, I've been on the fire department in Ottawa for 19 years. I've been a firefighter for 22 years. And you know what? We see more deaths than most people around. And even though it's been a long time, I'm a strong believer that they're never forgotten.
Hill's family are asking anyone who would like to lend their support to make a donation to the Ottawa Firefighters Support Fund or to Team Morgan, a charity supporting children's cancer research. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Belanger.